You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
There are thousands of national landmarks in the United States today, including important buildings, street corners, even rocks. The diversity of the sites is high, but not the diversity of the people that are remembered. Less than 3% of our national landmarks honor members of minority groups or women. Secretary of the Interior Ken Salazar wants to change that. He's called for the creation of more national landmarks in the United States that honor Latinos and African Americans. And for once, Congress has found an issue it agrees on. I spoke with the secretary last week, and I asked him to explain what the Department of the Interior does and how involved they are in preserving American history.
The Department of Interior oversees the land of the United States, our history here in the United States. We have nearly 400 national parks, 550 wildlife refuges. We are involved in the oil and gas production offshore and onshore. And our mission, in essence, is to be the custodian of America's natural resources and also to be the custodian of America's history. And it's in being the custodian of America's history that we do things like the celebration of the Civil War and the maintenance of forts in many places that are significant, from the battlefield at Gettysburg to Fort Sumter and so many other places around the country. Now, there is a truth as we try to fulfill that mission about being the custodian of America's history, and that is that America's history has not been fully told. And so just in the last year, for example, one of the things that President Obama and I have done is to move forward to make sure that the history of Japanese internment camps is one that is told. And so we're working on the designation and have created several places that commemorate that part of our history. More recently, in the last several months, Fort Monroe, which was the beginning and end of slavery, has been made into a national park. The Martin Luther King Memorial has been created here on the National Mall, and we're moving forward with an African-American museum on the National Mall as well. So we need to make sure that in fulfilling the mission of the Department of Interior to be the custodian of America's history, that we are speaking to an inclusive America, where the history and contributions of women and minority groups are also told. And in the arena of the historic landmarks for the country, and there are literally, I think it's thousands, I don't have the exact number here, there are only 3% that commemorate the history and contributions of women and African Americans and Native Americans. So we're working on all of those fronts. And part of what we have done is to move forward in the last year also with the Latino Heritage Initiative, so that the history of Latinos is also incorporated in carrying out that part of the mission of the department.
But for the average elementary school kid, does it make a big difference for them if there's a national landmark for their particular tribe or for their ancestors, if they're Latino or if they're African American? Does the average third grader care if there's a landmark in their background?
Absolutely, Celeste. Truth of the matter is that people look at their history and their heritage, and a person's self-esteem and their connection to this country comes from that. And right now, if you are a young Latino going to school, most of that history has not been told either by our national park system or our educational system. You know, for example, when I was being raised, and I'm Latino, I was told and taught in my schools that my family had come across on the Mayflower, and we learned the history from that point of view. Well, I knew from my home that that wasn't the case. My family helped settle the city of Santa Fe, New Mexico, and we were part of Spain and Mexico for 250 years in the southwestern part of the country before we were part of the United States. And so I think in terms of all people of the United States, it's important that they know their heritage and their history. Nobody's heritage or history is more important than anybody else's, but I do think that knowing who you are is part of creating self-esteem in a people.
Give me an example of a landmark that you think would be among the first you would nominate or decide to designate as a landmark.
Cesar Chavez, a great hero within the Latino community because he fought for civil rights, for those who pick our food in our fields, the founder of the United Farm Workers of America. And his struggle was about bringing equality to Latinos in this country. And so we made the place where he fasted for 30 days in a historic fast in the 1960s, a historic landmark in California. You know, if we are successful in continuing to work on our program there, at some point in time, it'll probably be one of the national parks. So young people from throughout the country and California will be able to go there, and they'll be able to see where, in 1968, he fasted there in a very small room for nearly 30 days and broke the fast when Robert and Ethel Kennedy came and had a service with him, and he ate for the first time. So it's just important that people know that you know, all communities of this country have contributed to making this nation what it is, and I do think that young people in schools in particular need to know their history.
We're speaking with Ken Salazar, who's the United States Secretary of the Interior. You know, my initial reaction to what you just said is I cannot believe there's not already a monument or landmark honoring Cesar Chavez. I mean, I grew up in Southern California. He's a huge part of not just California history, but Southwestern history. How could we possibly get to this point in our country's history and have nothing to honor somebody like Cesar Chavez?
You know, Celeste, we are a nation that has been marching from our beginning to a more perfect union. I mean, if you think about it, our first eight presidents were slave owners. So our history, you know, was for the first more than 100 years of this country, you know, women were not allowed to vote. And so much of the history of women has also not been told. And it has to be told, because it's important that they know the history of what women have done in this country. And we've made tremendous progress, but the work is not yet finished. You know, the march towards a more perfect union is also, in my view, a march towards creating a history of America that tells the story of everybody. And that hasn't been the case.
All right. So let's say, for example, that I'm living in a historic place and the Department of the Interior decides to make my home a national landmark. Is it going to cost the government money? Is it going to cost me my property? What happens?
For a national historic landmark, no. You receive the recognition, which is the highest recognition given by the country for a place, and you get a plaque. So it's not a cost thing for anybody. If you're going to move the site into a national park status, then obviously there are costs associated with that.
And you also are restricted then on what you can do with your own property?
If your property becomes a park, yes. If it's a national historic landmark, no. But it's registered as a national historic landmark, and people who come into that registry usually are going to take care of their property in conformance with the historic significance of that property.
Does this, in some ways, the attempt to make landmarks, our national landmarks, represent all of America, that opens it up to a pretty broad scope of Americans. Then you're going to have probably groups from the gay community saying, well, we need a landmark to denote our important moments in history. You're going to have people from all over the country, from different disparate groups, expecting to be included. How do you deal with that?
You know, I think that's just fine. I think that we ought to be an inclusive America in terms of how we deal with our current life of the nation and our future life as a nation. And I think in doing that, we also need to look at the history of our nation as it has unfolded over time.
But this all sounds good. Is there someone who's opposing designating all these new landmarks?
Yeah, I think it's the kind of thing which has bipartisan support. You know, for example, on the Cesar Chavez National Park, Senator John McCain has been one of the sponsors of that legislation as well. So I think that there is a sense in our country that we need to celebrate its diversity, and that has not always been the case. And there are some who feel more passionately about it than others, but I do think that it's the kind of effort that's going to continue, because we are becoming even more diverse as a nation. So I think it's all part of our past, part of our present, part of our future. We need to preserve it.
Ken Salazar comes up with an idea out of the Department of the Interior that gets bipartisan support. There's the headline for you. Ken Salazar, United States Secretary of the Interior, previously Senator from Colorado. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Celeste. Have a great day.
And as you're going through your day, we want you to be creative. If you could propose a new national landmark, you really have an invitation there from Ken Salazar of the Interior Department. Who would it honor? Where would it be? Go into your neighborhood. Think about the events that have taken place there. There's history everywhere in the United States. Here in New York City, we've got history on every corner, practically. We've got the African Burial Ground in Lower Manhattan. There's the New York Stock Exchange, of course. Lots of history there. The Susan B. Anthony House right here in New York City. New York has hundreds of landmarks, more than most of the other 50 states, so catch up. The seat of the Navajo Nation is a national landmark.
That's true.
You drove through a landmark this morning on
your way
to work.
That's right, the Holland Tunnel.
Yes. Well, that's also a miracle of nature, I think. A miracle of the industrialized world, kind of like the Parthenon.
Man's nature.
Yes,
yeah.
Indeed. What about your state? What about your community? What landmark would you like to see? Give us your view at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. We're looking for your plaque. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.